call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Time to catch up with all the latest Australian news with our correspondent Zoe across the ditch.
So there's a couple of sort of juicy scandal-like stories this week. I thought we should start with the Crown Casino accusation. What are they?
Yeah, very juicy. So a six-month joint investigation by The Age, 60 Minutes and the Sydney Morning Herald, right? They've exposed this massive kind of corporate scandal with Australia's biggest, like, casino company, Crown Casinos, worth buckets loads of money. So there's been so many allegations, like, it's going to be, I mean, I don't have 60 minutes to tell you, but I'm going to try my hardest. So the Australian government has been fast-tracking visa approvals on behalf of wealthy and influential clients of the Crown Casino. They've been doing that for nearly 15 years under this agreement, but that had ended 3 years ago. And so the Crown, essentially what they were doing is they were going overseas and luring, like, really wealthy gamblers to come and put that money into our casinos here. This meant that they were able to have a really quick processing, when they were coming into the country, which is really funny considering, on the other hand, we've got people, you know, living on islands who aren't allowed to come to the country. And a federal MP have revealed these, like, allegations from a former driver from the Crown Casino. He said that he would drive these people from the airport and see some really awful stuff, for example, women being, like, abused and degraded and slapped around. Another whistleblower testimony was in the lower house, adding to these allegations, saying that the Crown Casino has links to organised crime in China and has used a, quote, sweetheart deal, quote, I don't know what that means, with the Home Affairs Department to sort of facilitate these high rollers coming into the country.
Well, I mean, it's quite a concerning allegation. There must be some ramifications. Do you have any idea what the fallout from all this is going to be?
So Crown has completely rejected these claims and these allegations. In a statement, they said that we believe these allegations are ill-informed and attempt to smear the company. So they've completely denied it, right? And the Morrison government has directed the Australian Commission for Law Enforcement Integrity to investigate these links between the government agencies and Crown Casino and their alleged illegal activities. The government has admitted that it had an agreement with Crown to fast-track these visas, and it said it was important that this investigation took place for public confidence in law enforcement agencies, including police, immigration and customs. So they're going to do something about it. There was calls to do a royal commission, I think, but that's been rejected very quickly. So it'll be interesting to see what the government decides to do, but there will be some sort of investigation into the matter. Who knows, like, what is the government trying to hide too? It's all very interesting.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it does seem like the sort of thing the government should be quick to jump on to want to look into if these allegations have any sort of truth to them. But yes, it'll be interesting to watch. And as you say, the story is moving very quickly. So maybe even next week we'll have a lot more information on it. At the same time, there's allegations of sexual assault within the Liberal Party.
Yeah, so two women in the Liberal Party have come forward with claims that they were sexually assaulted in two separate incidences while they were on staff of the senior liberal politicians, and this happened in 2015. One woman alleged that a man had restrained her and removed some of her clothing, and another woman has alleged that another man forced himself on top of her and started doing some pretty awful stuff while in that position. These incidences were reported to the Liberal staff members, senior party members, but the allegations went absolutely nowhere. And now that they've come out, the other day, the Morrison government has responded to the report saying that they found these allegations obviously deeply concerning and distressing, and they have sort of just encouraged the events to be reported to the police and to be investigated, which is really interesting. A bit of a throwaway, I think, a bit of a cop-out, just saying go to the police. The two women have teamed up to actually set up a network for sexual assault survivors within the political sphere, so that's a bit of a silver lining, a bit of a nice outcome to this, that they're sort of teaming together and helping each other and helping other women. And I think it might have been you, Stuart, that I spoke to this about, Laura. The Liberal Party just has like a terrible track with women. I think they were boasting after the election that they finally had more women. Mm. They don't have a quota. Labour Party has a quota of 50-50 by 2020, I think. They don't have any sort of quotas. They just have a really bad track record with women. So this is, only adding to it. It's devastating, but it's also not really a surprise.
We've had something similar like this happen in our parliament in recent months, really. It was, I think, like end of last year, and we've had now a full inquiry into bullying and abuses of power within our government. Do you have any idea if this sort of thing's going to happen in Australia?
That would be incredible, and hopefully that the people behind this are pushing and fighting for something more than just the Morrison government telling them to go to the police. So, yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, because if they go to the police, this particular issue might be resolved, but these things are never isolated. They're pretty systemic, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Totally. Especially, the Liberal Party, their track record with women, it's shocking. So, yeah, it's not isolated, and the police can help this matter, but it needs to be so much more to be able to actually effectively stop this from continuing to happen.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, well, we'll catch up again next week. Thank you so much, as always, for your time.
Thanks, Stuart.
Talk soon.
Great.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. It is almost time for another break on the wire. That was Neighbourhood Watch.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.